upon a coppice gate, when frost was spectre gray, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled pine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the sentry's corpse outlet, his crypt the cloudy canopy, the wind his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunk and hard and dry, and every spirit upon earth seemed fervorless as I. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-throated evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast be ruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy night air some blessed hope whereof he knew and I was unaware, some blessed hope whereof he knew and I was